Nearly 4,000 people die from drownings every year in the United States. According to the Centers of Disease Control, that's about 10 people a day. But the racial and ethnic disparities within those drownings are equally alarming. The CDC finds that in swimming pools, the drowning rates for black youth ages 5 to 19 are 5.5 times higher than whites in the same age group. So, what contributes to these disparities? WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taran Powell has this story.
This is the scene at the indoor pool of the Wright Height Family YMCA in Brown Deer. Kids between the ages of 5 and 12 are in the middle of their summer swim lessons. Deontay and Jenny Tatum were there with their daughter, Peyton. They put her in lessons because when she was 2, she nearly drowned.
My wife, she was out of town when it happened. You know, I heard how frightened she was. And so when the opportunity came up, like, we tried some other places and wasn't like how it is here. Man, ever since she's come here, like, I've seen her grow, not only as like a swimmer, but I've seen her become more confident in other things too.
Jenny took swim lessons as a child, but Deontay, who is black, did not. The Centers for Disease Control finds that in swimming pools, the drowning rates for black youth are higher than whites in the same age group. While he was in college in Hawaii, Deontay says he would be out on the water with friends, but was afraid to go out too far because he wasn't as comfortable as they were. He says being exposed to water is an experience kids of color should have. Carol Irwin began investigating disparities in drowning rates between minority and white youth with a longitudinal study a little over 10 years ago. She's an associate professor of physical education, teacher education in the School of Health Studies at the University of Memphis.
Really, the major reasons are that they were afraid. They hadn't learned as children themselves, and these were parents, especially in focus groups. They were very fearful of any kind of water. Some were so fearful they didn't even want to splash water on their face. So that was a very inbred, very learned fear, and it was prevalent, so prevalent that it was carried down into other generations.
Irwin's study targeted underserved low-income communities.
African-American respondents indicated that at about 69%, they either had no or low swimming ability.
Low swimming ability means you can't swim the length of the pool.
So 69% compares to about 58% Hispanic Latino, and it also compares to about 42% white respondents. So when you have that gap, that amazing amount of gap, that's definitely a significant problem.
Irwin says parental encouragement, personal appearance, financial constraints, and access to facilities are other factors that can contribute to youth not getting into swimming. The latter is something Jacob Byrne agrees with. He's the senior aquatics director for the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee. He says there's a lack of access to aquatics education as well as pools in general.
It's amplified more often in urban areas, which tend to have higher minority populations than rural or suburban areas. As budgets have been cut, then hours are reduced, programming is reduced, and neighborhood pools have closed. So as neighborhood pools have closed, then there's been less opportunity and less access for all ages, all races, all ethnicities.
But Burns says the YMCA is working to remove barriers and increase access. For instance, financial assistance is available, and he says the YMCA works with school districts to offer water safety education.
We are trying to have a program that is inclusive and a program that is regimented and that is going to have results.
And the swim lessons seem to be having results for Christine Whitwer's sons, Mateo and Everett. She says she's more comfortable with them being around water now. And she even started taking adult lessons so she could share in the experience with them. She says of her oldest son, Mateo,
I just want him to be safe around water. I think the older he gets, the more I realize he's going to be around water without me. And I want him to be able to swim if he's out with his friends or on a field trip.
Whitwer encourages parents to take swim lessons as well to try and get over their own fear of water. And as far as decreasing drowning rates among minority kids and teens here in Milwaukee, water education and recreation are part of the Water City agenda, with the goal of increasing access to swimming lessons in the community. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.